You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and me, Kat Arney. Now, we're going to talk about the food that seems to be on everyone's lips, sugar. One person in four in the UK is obese, and treating obesity and the knock-on effects on health is costing the NHS £5.1 billion every year. Sugar is thought to be partly to blame. A recent report by the Scientific Advisory Committee on Nutrition advises we should be halving our sugar consumption. But how we do this is proving controversial, and we'll come to that later in the programme.
First, though, we're going to take a closer look at this report itself. Professor Ian Young from Queen's University Belfast is one of the authors. Ian, when we're talking about sugar, what do we actually mean by the word sugar?
Well, sugars are small molecules which fall into the group of monosaccharides or disaccharides. And in particular, in the SACN report, we have used the term free sugars, which means the sugars which are added to foods or drinks by the manufacturer, plus the sugars which naturally are present in honey and syrups and unsweetened fruit juices. And we don't count the sugars in the cellular structure of foods, so whole fruits and vegetables.
Because, for instance, I could argue that a potato is full of carbohydrates, but that's lots of sugar molecules stuck together to make another bigger molecule called starch, which is a very different beast than the glucose sugar molecules that make it up, isn't it?
It is. So the SACN report deals with carbohydrates in total, which include the complex carbohydrates like starch, the sugars, as I've described, and also fibre. And we didn't find any harmful effects of the amount of carbohydrate which was in the diet. So the recommendation is that it should remain at around 50%. But we did find some harmful effects around free sugars.
When you say 50%, do you mean 50% of the calories that a person takes in should come from some sort of carbohydrate source?
Yes, around 50% of calories should come from carbohydrate source.
How much are people eating at the moment?
The amount of carbohydrate is appropriate. It's around between 50 and 60%. But in terms of sugars, it's running between 12 and 15% of energy from free sugars, which we think is far too much.
And so what are you recommending instead?
We're recommending that free sugars should be reduced to less than 5% of energy intake.
And why are you suggesting that?
Well, the harmful effects we found with free sugars were, firstly, an increased risk of tooth decay. Secondly, we found that in adults, when people eat a diet with a high sugars content, that they tend to consume more energy overall. And that's likely to increase the risk of obesity. And for sugars sweetened drinks in particular, increased intakes are associated with increased risk of type 2 diabetes in adults.
Now, about 20 years ago, the proportion of the population of the average Western country that was obese was about 10%. It's now about 30%. Can we account for why there's been this dramatic difference in the last 20 years?
So the dominant theory is that it's due to an imbalance between energy intake and energy utilisation. So people have been eating more calories, and certainly the increase in sugars intake is likely to play a part in that.
But has that really changed in 20 years? Are people dramatically eating three times different amounts of things now compared with what they did 20 years ago?
No, they're eating somewhat more, but in addition to that, there's evidence of reduced energy expenditure. And it's the balance between the two, the energy intake and energy utilisation, which probably leads to the increased risk of obesity.
So why do you think that sugar and reduction of sugar is the answer then? Because if it's down to lifestyle factors and activity, why will just cutting out some sugar, halving it from about 10-15% down to about 5% of calorie intake, why will that make a difference?
So I think it will make a difference. I don't think anybody would say that it's the answer. If you eat less free sugars, then you're better able to regulate your energy intake. And we believe that if sugars intake reduced from 10% of energy to 5%, that on average, people would eat around 100 calories per day less if you were an adult. And that would certainly make a contribution to reducing the incidence of obesity.
Ian, is there any evidence that people get hooked on sugar, or is that just a figure of speech?
Certainly people like sugar, but the idea that sugar is addictive in the way that, for instance, some drugs of abuse are addictive, I don't think there's any significant evidence to support that.
Ian, thank you very much. That's Professor Ian Young. He's from Queen's University, Belfast.